morning. Great to be here.
Now, one of the things I love about this segment is that it's not just about all the sexy gadgets and stuff, but it's also about value for money. So I see Woolworths and Aldi Mobile get 5G now on the Telstra network, but the question has to be asked, is it worth it?
Look, the honest answer to that question is, I don't think so, but there's a lot of people that have been lured by the marketing of 5G over the last couple of years, even before it was really available. So they want it, and they've got a 5G-capable phone, and, you know, it is the future. The networks will all be replaced by 5G in the long run. But Telstra have held really tightly their 5G network and all their kind of sub-carriers, and people like Aldi and Woolworths and Boost are on the Telstra network, but they're not operated by Telstra. Well, finally, if you're an Aldi Mobile customer or you just want to look for better value, you can switch to Aldi and get 5G now. So basically, Telstra, about a month ago, announced they would make this available, but I noticed yesterday on both the Aldi and Woolworths mobile websites that you can get a 5G plan, but it's critical that it's their most expensive plan. You don't get 5G on all their plans. You only get it on their most expensive plan. With Woolworths, it's about $59 a month on a contract, and with Aldi, it's about $65 a month. And you get 60 gigabytes of data at the same time. So it's a pretty good value plan, but it is the top end of the low-cost spectrum, if you like.
Yeah. Australia's largest electric vehicle charging network, ChargeFox, now owned by motoring groups like RACV here in Victoria, NRMA, etc. That's got to be a good thing, doesn't it?
Oh, you know, I think this is one of the best decisions in the kind of motoring industry outside of cars in a long time. And, you know, the RACV, you know, renowned over 100 years probably. I don't know how long they've been around, but a very long time as being that, you know, peak industry body, peak motoring group, the people we turn to when we've got a flat battery on an old petrol car. But now they are genuinely who you turn to keep yourself running on the roads as an electric car. So the ChargeFox network got a lot of government funding over years to build a network of chargers along the main arterial highway. So it's the biggest network in Australia, bigger than Tesla, and you can pretty much drive from Brisbane to Melbourne with ease along the highways and use the ChargeFox network. And these motoring groups like the RACV and RMA were a shareholder in ChargeFox, but this week they've announced they have bought the company outright. So that means that they will essentially control that network. They'll be able to expand that network, work with governments to ensure that it's built out in the best way. And I can't think of a better body to be the custodians of that network.
Yeah, no, it certainly makes sense to me, that's for sure. And before we leave us, mate, some of the simulators over the years have been fantastic and they just keep getting better and better. So the new latest version of the Formula One game, Xbox, PlayStation and PC, how good is it for big kids?
F1 2022, fantastic game, beautiful new graphics. Not really hugely bored from last year, but a lot of new gameplay aspects in the game. So if you are, or someone in your family are a rev head, the new F1 game is now available. And it's a great game because you can start a career and build your way through the ranks of F1 right up to the World Championship. A whole lot of fun.
Just without the pay packet.
That's right.
Good on you, Trev. Talk next week.
Cheers, Robert.